Hi, I'm JVS Lewis, and in this video I'm going to show you how to create morphs for DAS characters if you export them from DAS Studio into Blender, make a change in Blender, and then bring that change back into DAS Studio. This is kind of, this is kind of a more in-depth version of a tutorial that I've made a while ago, in which I have showing you how to bring assets back and forth between DAS Studio and Blender. And sadly, I've titled it a bit wrong and made it sound as if I'm doing things with characters there. And Henny de Villiers, had the question of, well, how do I actually make a change, and wants to make an amputee character. So how do I chop a bit off a character off and bring that change back into DAS Studio. Another user named H31212 had the same question, or had a similar question, so I thought I'm going to address that here in this video. Apologies for my absence from the silver screen, so to say. I've had major surgery a couple of months ago. I've had another surgery less than a week ago, but I'm very happy to say I am now cancer free and considered, and I'm considered a super survivor. That is somebody who wouldn't have survived with chemotherapy and radiotherapy alone. So it's a miraculous journey of recovery that I've made there, and that kept me from doing things like screencasts on YouTube. For those of you who were wondering and are following my health recuperation journey on other parts of the World Wide Web, that is the reason. So I'll be around for a few more years, and that's good news. I'm happy. I'm really happy. I'm over the moon, and I'm not going to go into much more detail. We're going to continue with 3D schnickschnack and shenanigans here. In fact, this is the current version of DAS Studio. I'm using version 4.10.0.123 Pro Edition 64-bit on a Mac running OS Sierra. And while we're at it, I'm also using Blender version 2.79, and I'm recording this video in January 2018. With all those technicalities out of the way, let's go back to DAS Studio and see how all this may work. So I've got a character loaded here. It's a Genesis 3 female character, and she's called Eva 7. And all I did here was apply the gray default materials. There's two things you want to do before you even export this character so that you can make a change in Blender. The first one happens under mesh resolution. So it's select the character and head over to general transform mesh resolution, and here we've got a couple of things: the resolution level, which is the high resolution currently, and subdivision level, and they are kind of it's almost the same. No matter what you do, you can either crank this down to zero here, the render sub D level, or you can just change this to base. So the resolution level, change that from high resolution to base. And if we do that, we can see a little bit of a geometry change, and it's better to see once you export it. In essence, what this does is it switches off the Pixar subdivision surface modifier, which DAS Studio applies to objects sometimes if the creator wishes to do that. And what that does in turn is it implies more geometry than is actually there. So a fairly low resolution object can appear to have a larger resolution. So it's a very nifty trick, but if we leave that switched on, then we have a lot of polygons to deal with going back and forth between applications. And here's one of those things where less is definitely more. So change it to base, and then we have less resolution to deal with. The other one can be found under Actor, I believe. And under Actor, there's just so many things that we can choose from. So the easiest one is for us to search, in my case, for Eva. And here's how we see how Eva actually comes about. Now remember, Eva herself is a morph that's applied to, in our case, the Genesis 3 base character. And we want to apply our change just to the base shape. So we must make sure that Eva herself is kind of getting out of the equation. So rather than load Eva and make a change on her, you might as well have loaded just the general 3 base shape. Or if you want to make a change on Victoria, don't load Victoria, but instead load the unchanged version. So let me show you what I mean by that. There's 3 sliders here. So we've got Eva's body, which when we dial that out, changes. See that here? So we'll dial that to 0. Then we also have Eva's head, and when we dial that out, we just get the base shape back. And we also have Eva's height. So Eva 7, that is not the 2 bits combined, that is in fact Eva's height. So Eva is a little bit taller than the Genesis 3 base shape. Now all these characters that you can buy from Dastery, they all have similar things in common. So to make absolutely sure you're not introducing any overlapping morphs here, make sure any of these character traits are dialed out completely. Likewise with any other form that is dialed in, like, you know, overweight or portly or any of these things, make sure they're all dialed to 0 before you make a change. You can always bring them back later, but in order to make that change in Blender and bring our morph back into Death Studio, make sure none of these things are applied, otherwise there'll be hefty consequences and fines to be paid. Now, there we go. With those things out of the way, let's make sure we export this character so we can use her in Blender. And for that to happen, we head over to File, Export, and find a suitable folder. In my case, that's on the desktop, Blender Export, and I'm just gonna call that Eva Hole. And here we can change a lot of things. Mine are set to custom because the only thing that I've actually changed is the scale. I could export this as a normal DaStudio thing, which applies scale of 100%, but if I do that, then this object is imported into Blender at a much larger scale, much too large than it should be. So what I always like to do is, and that's really just a habit of mine, is to divide that by 100 and export it at 1%. I must do the reverse, of course, when I'm in Blender. When I come to export her, then I will have to add 100% or multiply 100% to the export scale. We'll deal with that when we come to it. Let me just get rid of those parameters here and get back to general, or transforms rather. So with that out of the way, let's go into Blender and make a change. Here we are. Let's get rid of that default cube and import my Eva with File, Import, Wavefront OBJ. And once again here on my desktop, I have Blender Export and there's Eva Hole. Now in the import options on the right hand side there under Import OBJ, there's a few things we can do, and the only thing that I do really want to do is make sure we do not split the character by object or group so that it remains one single character. And under Keep Vertex Order, I just want to make sure that polygroups are selected. Everything else can stay the same, so forward minus Z forward and up is Y up. Hit Import OBJ, and in an ideal world, well, there we go, that is Eva. And in the outline, we can see we only have one Eva, which is Eva Hole, and that's really all I want here. great. Now, I'm not going to get through how to use Blender here, but we will just make a single change, which is we're going to get rid of this arm somehow, crudely, because this is just about the workflow. So in my case, I'm going to head over, I'm going to make sure nothing is selected. Nothing is selected with the A key, and then I'm going to click on Eva so that only Eva is selected and no cameras or lights or anything. I'm going to hit the Tab key so that I go into edit mode here. I'm going to hit A again to deselect everything. I'm going to select Z or Z to make sure I can look through polygons, and that is so that I can, if I zoom in a little bit, and I mark some polygons that I grab the ones on the back side. If I don't, if I look at it this way, I'm only going to grab the ones on the front, and if I press Z, then I'm going to select all the ones at the back. And to do this efficiently from the front, I'll hit the one key, and that gets me right to the front here. And perhaps I will I'll use border select. I just select all these. There's a few that I had didn't select, but that's totally cool. I think that should do the trick, should it not? So I'm going to scale all this with S and 0 and select, and then this has converged all the vertices into one point. So don't make any changes. I don't delete anything. That's cool. Look at it from the side and just move that point over to about here and press Z to bring all that back. So all I've done really is I've scaled all these vertices into one point, and then I've just converged that point into one spot there. As I said, crude but effective. Let's get out of edit mode, and we see Eva no longer has her left arm. So in order to export this, we head over to File, Export with Eva selected, of course, very very important. We can just make sure that we select A to deselect everything, then select Eva one more time, and that only Eva is selected. Head over to File, Export, Wavefront OBJ. Once again, here in Blender Export, I will call this Eva No Arm. And before I hit enter, there's some export options here on the right hand side. So what we can do here is leave most of it as it is, apply modifiers, include edges, write normals, include UVs and write materials. We don't actually need those two. We can just get rid of that. But important is keep the vertex order here. And the scale, well, I just want to make sure it comes back into Dash Studio as I took it out. So I'm going to blow that up to 100 because I divided it by 100 coming from Dash Studio into Blender. And I'm just going to blow that back up to 100 so that the scale remains the same. That is all I need to do here, I think. If I need to do more, well, we'll find out about it. And let's go and... oh, yeah, there's one more thing which is very important. It's actually the top one here, selection only. My goodness, I could have forgotten that. Otherwise, I would have exported my whole scene as OBJ, and I want to export the selection only. Very important, which is Eva only, not the whole thing. Now, that should do the trick. Export OBJ. And we'll find out in Dash Studio if that is actually the case. Let's go back there. And with Eva still selected, let's bring this change in as a morph now. And the way to do that is to head over to, with Eva selected, Edit, Object, Morph Loader Pro. You can use Morphloader Advanced as well, no problem, but if you use Morphloader Pro, then you should have a screen that looks exactly like this one. And here we can now use the DAS Studio import preset, so we don't have to change our scale here. You could have also alternatively exported from Blender at a scale of 1 and changed the import setting here to 0.001, I believe. But you know, I will do it this way because I know this is the way it works. Also, I hope it is the way it works. Under preset, more importantly, next to preset, we can choose the morph files we want to apply here. And in our case, that is Eva with no arm. And you should get a little preview of what this looks like. If Eva still has an arm, or in fact, if you see other options, other items in this little preview here, then you went wrong exporting something from Blender. So there's just a little preview that gives you an indication, am I actually importing the right thing here? I believe I am, so I'm going to open this. I'm going to hit accept. And with a bit of luck, we should be getting this message here, created morph successfully. Now, if there appears to be an error, then that is down to the fact that perhaps there's a geometry mismatch between whatever comes out of Blender and whatever is imported into DAS Studio. And that mismatch is usually a geometry mismatch. So if you, instead of converging polygons into points, and instead of scaling, you would have perhaps deleted something, or you may have sculpted and you may have inadvertently added geometry or things like that. That's something that can happen. Duplicate points, you know, added geometry, removed geometry, additional geometry from things like other items that were in the scene at the time when you made that change. Those are all things that DAS Studio doesn't like upon import. It has to be the exact same number of points or number of polygons. Otherwise, a morph cannot be created. Just a word of warning in case you do get any error messages. So with that said, Eva or Genesis 3 female looks exactly the same. But what we do have is one additional item here under the parameters tab, which is morphs. And if we click in that and open morphs, there's a folder here called morph loader, and in that folder we have a morph which is called Eva no arm. And if we slide that up to 100%, then we get the exact same result we had in Blender. And that's kind of cool. Oops. That's exactly what we wanted. You can also dial this now to the negative range. So in order to prevent that from happening, we just want to really be able to slide this from 0 to 100%. You can click this little dial here, head over to parameter settings, and just manipulate this a little bit. And the minimum is currently set to minus 100, and the maximum is set to 100. We want to use limits and percent indeed, but we just want to have the limit set to 0. So if we do that and hit accept, then we can only set this to 100 to 0. So 0 means she has an arm, and 100 means she does not have her arm. And you know, just like with any old slider, you can go back into that and say instead of percent, you can use values. So 0 is she doesn't have an arm, and 1 is she has an arm. So you can also do that. It's just a matter of how this is displayed. And one other thing, let me just go back into parameter settings here and change that to percent again. One other thing is you may not want this to be under a folder or under a new tab called morphs and morph loader. You may not want that. You may want that instead under perhaps pose controls and arms, you know, because there's a lot of arm stuff going on here. You may want that under no left arm or left amputee or something. And that's easy to change, this to bring this morph under the pose controls arms section. And to do that, you click on arm morph again, head over to the parameter settings, little dial here, make sure you have percent or no percent, whatever you want. The top thing in this dialogue is either no arm. Perhaps we'll make sure that this is called either no left arm. And that label, we're going to change that also to either no left arm. There we go. Well, one is the name of the actual morph. That's something arbitrary. And the label is actually what it says on here. So I'm going to use those. I'm going to use the same for both. And the path, well, that's kind of important. You can drop this down and see where else you you want this. So mine wants to go under pose controls, arms, really. And the type is a modifier shape. And as soon as you do that, you hit accept, and then you see that the morphs tab goes away completely, and this now kind of hides itself under arms. And at the bottom here, we have either no left arm. That's our morph that we've just made. Now, to save this in your library, this very morph here, you can head over to the file menu and head over to Save As, Support Asset, Morph Asset. And when you do that, this little dialog comes up here with your DAS Studio library, where this is going to be saved. Add a vendor name and make sure you open up Eva and you open up the pose controls and you find your specific morph. So in our case, that's Eva no left arm, and tick that, so only that, and hit accept. You can also choose to compress the file, and if you do that, then this morph will be saved into your library. And the good thing now is, no matter which generation female 3 figure you bring back, you will always have your either no left arm morph available for any character of that series. Well, that was it. I hope this was helpful, and I hope this was more explanatory than the other video that was titled with a misleading title. I hope this is this has helped anyone who's asked that question. If you have other questions, then of course, please don't hesitate to ask in the comments for this video. Have a wonderful time. Thank you very much for watching, and I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.